My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He's also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and on Wednesday, he grilled the president's nominee to be the next Attorney General of the United States, current U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch. One of the main concerns that Senator Vitter had, as did other Republicans on the committee, was over Lynch's support of the president's executive action on immigration, essentially amounting to amnesty in the eyes of Senator Vitter and other colleagues. And Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be with you.
The big headline, of course, from the hearing was that Lynch effectively endorses what the president does. She thinks it's legal. What is your takeaway from her explanation for why she supports that?
Well, I tried to go into detail with her about the legal argument behind it, and I thought she came up way short, quite frankly. I cited the statutes relied on. One of them makes it clear that any case like this has to be considered on a case-by-case basis. And I asked her, is an action that covers 5 million illegal aliens really acting case-by-case? She would never answer that question directly, I think for an obvious reason, is that that doesn't pass the smell test. I also asked her about her role in this because the statute makes very clear that the Attorney General is supposed to be in the middle of this, making these case-by-case determinations, and the administration's plan is not to involve the Attorney General in any major way. Again, she didn't have a direct answer to that.
You have said since that hearing yesterday, Senator, that you do not support this nomination. Is this essentially the reason, or are there other concerns you have beyond her approach to the president's immigration policy?
Well, I have a lot of concerns, but the single biggest reason by far is President Obama's illegal executive amnesty, unconstitutional executive amnesty, and the fact that she's defending it and would carry it forward.
Do you get the sense, and you did ask her about other things like mandatory minimum sentencing and so forth, do you get the sense that she would be more independent than Holder, or are we largely looking at someone who you believe would essentially be doing the president's bidding?
I think it would be largely the same. She wouldn't be as much of a lightning rod as Eric Holder. You know, arguably that could make her even more dangerous because she would sort of operate under a radar more. But I think in terms of substance and policy and outcome, it'd be the same.
Senator, other Republicans, including some on the committee, like Senator Cornyn, Senator Hatch, even Chairman Grassley, believes he's probably leaning in the direction towards voting for confirmation. So it doesn't look like this is going to be stopped. Are you surprised by that?
Well, that has been the trend so far. Now, I would say at least, I don't want to get into private conversations, but I think at least one of those you mentioned is leaning heavily no right now. So okay. I think lots of members are still making up their minds, and I think you're going to see a very significant number of no votes. I'm not predicting we'll block the confirmation, as I would hope we'll do. But you're certainly going to see a significant number of no votes.
Do you get the sense that if she were to be rejected, that the president would send you someone more acceptable?
I have no idea.
Let's talk a little bit about immigration in another way in our remaining time, sir. As you know, the House passed the funding bill for Homeland Security without the funding for the president's, as you call it, amnesty. The Senate doesn't seem to have the 60 votes. What do you expect to happen there?
Well, we're going to take that funding bill up next week in the Senate, and we're going to have an open debate and floor amendment process as we've been having under the new Senate majority, which is, I think, the way we should always do business. And so everybody's going to have their opportunity for amendments. Folks who want to take some of the language out of the bill can put up an amendment. I'm going to oppose that. I strongly support all of the House bill, and we'll see where we end up at the end of that process. I hope we keep the House bill wholly or largely intact and then pass it on to the president.
And if you can, or the president vetoes it, what do you think is the best play then?
Well, I don't know. That's a few steps ahead, so we'll have to take it a step at a time. I believe strongly that, again, his December action was illegal and unconstitutional. I think it clearly goes beyond his authority. He's rewriting the law with this amnesty of about 5 million people, and it's not just setting enforcement priorities. It's going further. It's giving these people a parole, a different legal status for at least 3 years at a time, and it's also giving them a work permit when there's plenty of statutory law that says they cannot work here in the United States legally.
Senator, last question. Do you know of any Senate Democrats that are likely to support your position on this?
I don't. But look, this executive amnesty is a big deal. There were certainly Democrats who stated that they opposed it at the time, who stated that the president had overstepped his bounds. So the question is, how are they going to show that? How are they going to demonstrate that position? And we're going to find out in the next few weeks.
Senator, I know you're in the midst of votes right now. We'll let you go. Thank you for making time for us, as always.
Thanks so much, Greg. Appreciate it.
You bet, sir. Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.